And there's something about the Chicago defense that makes I'd be interested because turnovers were a big thing for Marty Schottenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the Chicago defense, even without that push in the middle, where they find a way to turn the ball over. What is it that they do specifically? We try to get into the technique a little. What's the technique you do to turn that ball over?
Well, they play a lot of cover too, obviously. Lovie Smith came from Tony Dungy. They're all disciples. Herman Edwards, all those guys came from Tampa Bay, and they run that Tampa too. And they have great personnel. When you look at their linebacking core with Urlacher and Lance Briggs, those are two of the best in the league. And obviously, I'm glad to see Lance Briggs got voted to the Pro Bowl because he's very deserving. But those guys, they play the football. And when you play a lot of zone coverage, everybody's seeing the ball. When you play man coverage, you're focusing in coverage on the man, not the football. So you're not having as many people rally to the football, but when everybody's playing zone coverage, everybody's watching the quarterback, they're all seeing the ball, now you get 11 guys rallying to the football every play, and when you have good, aggressive players doing it, it creates turnovers.
Here's another interesting thing. Seth Joyner was on our show yesterday talking about the lack of technique, that defense has become so much about athleticism and schemes. And I remember very vividly seeing Ray Lewis getting his lunch handed to him by Will Shields, by the offensive lineman in that older scheme, where he was a 4-3, and he had to take on some linemen. Now they're back to 3-4. Now he can run from sideline to sideline. He doesn't have to take on defensive linemen. But Seth's point is, because Seth was one of those old-school linebackers that could take on, not only take on linemen, but cover on the pass and make a good tackle, rush the passer. His point is, even a Brian Urlacher, even a Ray Lewis today don't seem to have the technique. Think how much better they would be if they knew how to have that technique to leverage against big players.
Well, that goes across the board. When you look at defensive backs, you look at wide receivers, you look at interior linemen, all those guys right now I think are lacking a lot of technique, a lot of fundamentals. And, you know, you get so caught up in numbers. How big are they? How strong are they? How fast do they run? That doesn't necessarily translate into a good football player. We all know that, everyone that has lined up and played. And right now, I think coaches are relying more on just athletic ability, speed, quickness. How fast are you? How quick can you get to the ball? As opposed to teaching another guy who may be a smarter, better football player mentally, but may not be as fast, but has the technique to create no false steps. You know, you get from point A to point B quicker than a guy who has a lot of speed, but now he's false-stepping or he's reading the wrong thing, and now, you know, he's playing from behind.